where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. And the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Hey, Vanessa, how's it going?
It's going. Happy summer.
Happy summer. Are you working hard or hardly working? No, you were hit by, like, storms. You're working hard, aren't you?
Well, the storms only hit our front office, but my carpet is coming up in my library, so they're outside my office door right now working on that.
Exciting. And are you happy about that?
I get to work on exciting requisitions.
Yay!
Yeah, don't be jealous.
Okay. So your chat was kind of amazing.
I'm happy to hear that.
You don't think it went well?
I think that, you're too close to things sometimes.
Okay.
And that's where I am right now.
Okay. Well, just so you know, I have 3 different blog posts started, need to be finished, because I was doing the quick write that Mrs. Waters English was talking about, just trying to get it onto the paper. But it inspired me pretty hardcore, I'll be honest.
I'm super happy to hear that. That's what I wanted. I wanted people to be inspired and to just, I was hoping that it would stick with people, I guess was my point. I didn't want it to be an hour that was ephemeral. I wanted it to stick. I wanted it to be the oatmeal of Ed Chaps.
Yeah, no. And it was an hour, like Scott and I were talking, the first several questions were coming out like rapid fire, 3 minutes in between. I mean, way quicker than a normal chat goes. And then we got to question 5 and things slowed way the heck down because it was very difficult to answer number 5 in 140 characters.
I know. I was getting messages from people that were like, "You're going too fast," and I was like, "There's a point. I swear, there's a point."
No, I loved it.
It was like, "This is the lightning round. We're gonna slow down," because I wanted to make sure that we had 10 minutes to really think and answer that question. And in chat time, 10 minutes is forever.
Oh yeah, no, that can kill a chat.
Yeah.
But I mean, just so you know, I don't feel like it killed anything in this chat. It was a great chat.
I'm happy to hear it.
So did you have a favorite question of the night?
My favorite question was what's your story?
And did you have any answers that hit you hard?
Oh, just the ones that were really, I just felt like the people who you could tell had really thought about it. I wish I could, the chat was a couple of days ago, I wish I could tell you exactly those, but so, I mean, it really varied. There were people who were like, "I don't have a story yet." And I'm like, you do, you just don't think you do. And then we had people who were very confident in their stories. And I wish I could remember, I think it was Mike, I think there was a guy whose history was that he was coming into teaching, or he was coming back.
Oh, yeah.
To teaching.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah. This is where it's at, man.
Yeah.
And I wish I could remember his name.
There was another story that hit me really hard, as a matter of fact, and Scott and I say it in the podcast, but he usually does the entire podcast notes pretty quickly, and then, like, the day of recording, I'll go in and add my notes. But during this chat, like, things were hitting me so hard, and I was like, I've got to have that one before Scott gets to it. I created the show notes during the show so that there were a few that I was like, I need that one. And Principal Nyberg, who is from Wyoming, had one, like, as a student, this. As an administrator, I fight like hell for those kids that were like that. And I was like, dang, dude, that is so close to my story. And it really hit me hard. So,
yeah, I really feel like, I mean, for this chat, it was usually I try to engage people more during a chat. But this one, I would get caught up in reading people's responses. And it was all I could do to retweet.
Oh, you were doing such a fabulous job with the questions and responses. I like to, whenever I go back and look through the archives, I'll go into the search and I'll hit A1 and see all the answers. And I'll hit, A2, see all the answers. And that's how I typically will find them because I'm a cheater and I don't do it in the moment. But then I also will go back and look at what the moderator has done. And you know, a lot of times it's just the questions and a few retweets, but you were engaging in conversations with these people too. So I really loved it.
I was trying.
It was awesome. And so do you have a story to tell?
My story is just, I feel like my story is one of wanting to create opportunities for people, or if I can't create those opportunities, of hooking people up with what's going to keep feeding their passion. And whether that's like feeding students what's going to keep them wanting to learn and connecting them to their to what they need, like connecting teachers to the PD they need or to the people they need. That's my story. Is I had a lot of like, and still have a lot of like identity issues, but I've always been very set like and goal oriented and more looking forward and like having issues with deciding what I am or what I was or how I came to be like the way I am. So that's my story. It's more just
forward thought. I love it. And just so you know, I the term just now comes to mind. You're like a human dongle when it comes to professional development. Like, you're like, oh, you want to know about this? Here's your person. Oh, you want to know about that? I've got this for you. And you are like the human dongle. Sorry. Maybe that's a compliment. Maybe it's not.
I choose to take it as a compliment. Thank you. And that's all that really matters, I guess.
I was giving it as a compliment. So, what's on the horizon for you? Do you have another chat in mind, or are you just going to, are you like in game mode getting ready for school to start?
Oh, I feel like both. I've always got the gears turning. You know, I've talked about identity issues and we've had some diversity and race and inclusion issues, and I've really been, in a way, I've been very vocal about my thoughts, but I have to admit that I've also been very wary of moderating a chat. Like, the people who have gone before and moderated a chat, I feel, are just so brave, because that's That territory is a minefield, and I'm trying to figure out how to do it and do it right. And I've got a partner, Natasha Jefferson, out of Clinton, and we're trying to figure out what can we do to take it beyond Twitter. Because Twitter, as much as I love it, it's not. It's just, you know, it's a place that I don't think is ever going to be the end all or the answer. To have those conversations beyond Twitter, and I haven't felt very confident in a way that I can approach it in a professional way that actually reaches people. So I've got gears turning for that. Like I said, I don't ever know that I would do a chat on it, because I don't know, there's such deep waters, but I'd love to do something with that. So that's something definitely near and dear to my heart.
Well, I look forward to what comes of it. I do think that Twitter has so many limitations with 140 characters, but I also like embrace those 140 characters because I don't want long rants. However, the OklaEd hashtag has gotten, I mean, it's not just Oklahoma anymore. It's national. People are chiming in from everywhere. And it's such a social place to experiment. And it's very tricky.
You know, it's really a double-edged sort of a platform. Like, because I feel like it feels like family for some of us. Like, you know, that's how I got with you and Scott and Anne. And so it's personal. And it's like close connections, and we talk, you know, out of the chat. And I have those connections with other people. But then realizing that it's a much larger platform, it's you know, it's got its pros and its cons.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, I do look forward to hearing what you and Natasha get going, whatever platform you choose. So. All right. Well, thank you for taking time to talk to me today. And I can't wait to hear your feedback on this episode.
Always.
Welcome back to Okla Said, the official podcast of Okla Ed, because
that's right.
We say it is.
That's right.
So I was pretty excited this week, Scott. And before we get going, I just thought I'd share Sophia Smart, who is at @smart_science. She kind of gave us a little bit of respect on the Twitters this week.
Got a little love.
She listens. She said, "I've been feeling inspired, pressured lately to blog, thanks to Okla Said, but I have no idea what to say, especially during the summer." And I was pretty darn excited about that.
So let's
we've
do
got
some
a
counting.
New listener.
Yeah, we got your mom and my mom, you and me.
Yes.
There's four.
Yes.
Random guy at ISTE. Who I don't remember, but who I remembered at the time I was familiar with. There's five. And now, Sophia.
Oh, Vanessa.
Don't oh, and Vanessa. Can't forget. Oh, we're up to seven people.
Seven. Yes.
We're big
seven
time.
Seven people. We are kind of making it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, this week's chat was all about telling your story. And
that's right.
It was hosted by the very fabulous Vanessa Perez.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
Totally amazing.
Yeah.
So not only does she host this chat, she also runs a website and informational channel on professional development called PD Geek.
Yes.
And the gal is hooked up in a ton of different ed camps. I think she's got one even going on today. I'm just super stoked to know her as an educator and to call her a friend.
Yeah, so. If only she was the same zip code.
Oh, yeah, it's even a longer drive for me to see her than it is for me to see you.
Yeah, she's way western Oklahoma. What a blessing for those folks, that's for sure.
No kidding.
So anyway, you can follow her at The Perezzi.
I love it.
Yeah,
and you should.
Yeah, if you're going to
totally
do Twitter
should.
Right, yep. So, question one.
Question one. Who is telling your story right now, Scott?
I want it to be me because I don't trust
think
anybody
you're
doing a
good
else.
Job. Yeah.
I try
as well. I kind of quit blogging for a while. I wrote a blog post based on this chat. This chat inspired me and I threw one out there today. But I really liked what Corey Peterson had to say, and he is at Corey_Corey10771. He said, "I was talking about my own story, but since I'm not yet a part of an official school district, they aren't really related. And I want to say, Corey, tell your story no matter what. You are in the educational process. If education is your story or one of the stories you want to tell, don't wait until you have a district to get involved. Go ahead and start telling that story now."
Indeed. And he was also addressing question two, which talked about, does your personal story relate to your district? I agree with you 100%. We all have unique stories. And, you know, my story is not going to get read by millions of people. But if it impacts one person and encourages them to do something, I'm all for that one person that just read it and felt like, I can go do this because I heard that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought this was great. I'm guessing it's a Del City High School student. In his profile, he said he was a DC student. And since Dr. Cobb is on the Twitters pretty actively, I'm making that assumption, although it could be Deer Creek or some other school district. But Kobe Hampton, who is at Kobe Hampton, and he goes by Irresistibly Clever, which I already like him. Yeah. He said, "I know I'm late, but I hope I'm telling my own story so others can hear it." And his second question is, "My story has begun in high school and will continue on." So here's a high school student tweeting in.
I mean, I think that that's great. And mm-hmm. and Corey, this, you know, this kiddo's not even declared a major yet and is ready to start telling his story. So please, everyone, share your stories.
That's right. Even if one other person reads it, if it can just impact one life, it's worth it, in my opinion.
I agree.
Question two, did your answer to question one talk about your own personal story or your school/district? How are they related? And I think when I go back and look at a lot of my blogging, it was mostly my story. It didn't tie in a whole lot with my district. My district was really large when I started blogging. Edmond School District is really large. And I felt a part of that, but I didn't feel like it was necessarily my story wrapped up in theirs. But I think... if you get into some of the smaller districts, or you look at like what's going on in Clinton where they have that hashtag CPS Reds, I could see how it would be easier to have your story more intertwined with your districts.
Well, and Tanya Gaunt was who I chose for this question, and she is at the Clinton Public Schools. She said that they were related, her A1 and her A2. She said, "We share each other's stories on social media and connect, especially with our colleagues at conferences." And I do think that, I'm not going to tell all the details of your story, Scott, but if somebody wants to know about flipping education, you can use flipping instead of the bleeping word. You know about flipping education, you want to get a hold, no, but flipping classes, flipping subjects, go to Scott. Scott knows about flipping.
I've shared.
If you want to know, go ahead.
No, I've shared with flipping.
Oh, yeah, yes. And so we do share each other's stories, but hers, I would say, are related. She is in that CPS Reds hashtag, and they are really good about getting their district story out there.
Oh, my goodness, they're so good at it. I went with June Kim. He said both because it's all about me. And and he's clever that way, that June. And I wish, I wish our social circles collided a bit more. I see him maybe once a year, which is not enough. Not enough at all.
No. Question 3. How are you telling your story, or why are others telling your story? And so we podcast. We blog.
Yep.
Do you have other ways of telling your story, Scott?
Gosh, I use Twitter a lot. Sometimes when I'm frustrated, and I shouldn't, I do. Because I feel like even though there's things that aren't rosy awesome that happen in class, that's still part of my story.
Yeah. Yeah. I think also you present at conferences. I present at conferences. I think my story gets intertwined in some of those sessions as well. So that's another medium I have for getting things out there. Mm-hmm. I liked what Natasha Jefferson had to say, and she is at Jefferson_first. Man, I'm picking a lot of people with underscores in there. Yeah. She said, through face-to-face interactions, social media, and hopefully I'll get better about blogging. So I'm excited to say, I encourage you, Natasha, to get out there and blog, tell your story, and just tell the world about all the cool things that you've got going on.
Indeed, indeed. Super important to share, even if we don't all read it. It just takes the one person to be impacted. Okay, so I found the Black Apple, who is at Black Apple 4 EDU, and I had to do a little looking because I wanted to give credit where credit was due here. And this young lady is Andrea Bazemore, and she said, she has a podcast going here, and I think she made a connection with our social issue friend Aaron Baker.
Oh, okay, good.
So this could be potentially a good thing here. But she said, I tell my story because the number of person of color educators seem to be dwindling, and we need to speak up for our person of color students.
Ah, very good.
And there's certain speaking that can happen that I can't do for certain groups of students because I don't have any relation to that story other than to defend them as these are my students, back off.
And we matter.
Yeah.
I mean, all of everyone. Right. Yeah.
But I can't speak to it with the authenticity that a person of color could speak to that same situation.
Right. Well, what was the question, Scott?
Why are you here, Aaron?
I think my answer had something to do with iron sharpens iron. I'm here to disrupt. I'm here to get uncomfortable. But I'm here to learn first and foremost. And so that's why I'm here.
Well,
and I meant on the Twitters.
You're really here because your mom and your dad, they started dating and they...
You're going too far, Scott. That's all I want you to say about that ever again.
Okay. I shared out that on this one, I'm here because Okla Edda is my tribe. And I participate in some other Twitter chats. And I follow other hashtags, but I don't contribute to any of them nearly as much as I contribute to the Okla Edda. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing this right now. These are my peoples.
And I thank you. Mm-hmm. I feel blessed and honored to be a part of your tribe.
Well, You feel as blessed as you need to feel.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Allie Beth on this one, and she goes by All Is On. She said, to speak my truth and to learn from the truths of others. And I think that that's pretty darn good. I mean, yeah. That sums it all up.
Moment of silence for Allie. She is now in North Carolina. Okay.
All right. Yep. Sorry, Allie.
I hope she continues to send her coffee tweets, which are amusing to me.
I hope somebody is listening to this at the Oklaledge. I want the legislators to hear this because this is the second week in the row that you have broken news to me about another teacher leaving. And I'm kind of getting fed up with it. Yeah. I mean, I'm totally happy for them. I'm glad that they're doing other things and going on. But golly, I'm just sad that we don't have more pull here.
Right. That we can't offer a way to keep them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dan Krutka, who is at Dan Krutka, he said, I tweet in Okla Ed and Social Studies chat and spaces to gain ideas, resources, wisdom, commune with fellow educators, and cause some trouble too. Winky emoji.
He does disrupt, and I like that.
I do too. I got to meet Dan finally face to face for the first time at ISTE, so that was really fun.
Really? That was the first time you'd met him?
Yeah, in real life.
In real life, yeah.
IRL, as it's known.
Oh, I would have made something up if I saw that, like I typically do. All right, well, question five. Okay, so one of the things we didn't mention here was in this chat, like those first four questions were coming, what you said, every 3 minutes apart.
Yeah, I think
like,
so, they man. Were, they were bam, fast. Bam, bam.
Well, and you hear in the conversation with Vanessa, people were like, hey, what's going on? Slow down. What's going on? And she had a method to her madness, and she wanted those first several sets of questions to come out rapid fire. She wanted your first response. She wanted to move on. Because on question five, she said, all right, slow down. What is your story? And mm-hmm. she was being intentional about that, and I liked it. And the story is so hard to tell in 140 characters.
Oh, yeah. And so for those of you that are wondering what to blog about over the summer, this is your blogging prompt. Why are you where you're at with education?
I love it.
Boom.
Challenge.
Yep. And you stole my tweet. I was going to go with this one.
Well, so world, Scott usually makes the notes for every show because I am a procrastinator and I get into it the day of, sometimes the day before, to do my show notes, and he's already got all the great tweets. I mean, I don't want to say there's only one great tweet per question, but during the chat, Scott, I made the show notes this week because this tweet right here, I found it. I said, okay, I got to get that one before Scotty gets it.
There's times when a tweet comes up and you have to claim it.
Yeah. Well, Brant Nyberg is that tweet, and he's Principal Nyberg. He's from Wyoming, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So he said, as a student, 3 fights, 2 times running away from school, quit 2 different sports, etc. As admin, fight like hell for those students like me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so closely related to mine without the fights. It just spoke to me. I got tears in my eyes thinking about this one. And I really liked that tweet.
Yeah, that was a really good one. It was really, really good. I went with Natasha Jefferson, and she's been in here
another
a couple
one that
times.
Put tears in my eyes.
Yeah, she was excellent. So again, she's at Jefferson_first. She said, "Teacher of color, trying to determine where my story goes. Feel as though I need to be doing more, just unsure where to begin." And I love that she wants to do more. And I would just say, Natasha, you begin with your blog post about why you are. What's your story?
Tell it, girl.
Yeah, you tell it, and that's where you'll start, and then it'll go from there, and you'll be brilliant.
Yeah.
So question six, are your answers to question four, why are you here, and question five, what's your story, the same, why or why not? And for me, mine were different.
Yeah, mine touch on each other, but they were different as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But again, there was a method to all of these questions being similar but different. I mean, we're building out our stories as we went through the Twit chat.
Well, and so after this chat, and we're recording a few days after the chat now, there was another chat last night, and Vanessa shared us a link. I don't know if you got on and read it, but it was in the Weird Ed hashtag, mm-hmm. and theirs was about stories. And one of the things I saw several tweets in there, they were talking about, don't let one story define you. And so I do feel like these are multifaceted, you know, layers upon layers of different things. And we typically only get a glimpse even when we're telling a story. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was important to throw out there.
If you haven't ever followed the Weird Ed hashtag, it is pretty interesting.
I haven't.
It's good conversation.
Do you know when that one occurs? Is it weekly?
I don't know if it's I don't know. That I don't know.
Or do you
know,
just get lucky finding it?
I follow the Weird Ed teacher. He's really
okay,
good.
Okay, yeah.
And so I know that there's a hashtag there, and I know they have a conversation. I just don't know exactly when. Apparently, it's on the night previous to this, so Wednesday nights.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep an eye out for it. And yeah. Listeners, all seven of you, maybe you should too.
That's right.
I chose a June Kim tweet here. He said, yes, that his answers were related, felt out of place and awkward until he was introduced to Okla Ed when he became a director. And then in all caps, it says, all of you saved my sanity and my life. And I think that just shows how important this Okla Ed hashtag is, how important we are to each other, and how much the iron really can sharpen the iron.
Yeah. Yeah. And June is so amazing. He shares great stuff. I don't know that he's got a super duper active blog. And in fact, he shared something this morning and I go, did you blog that? And his response was, I did this and this. It was a game changer. And I go, did you blog it? Like, this is a great idea. Get it out. I chose Lori, Wathen. And she is at L Sooner 2, number 2. Can't do one without the other. Here for info and ammunition to assist in telling the story of Okla Ed, which includes my son. And I'm assuming her son is involved in education, either as a student or as a teacher. I'm not sure which one she meant by that.
I would hope to know sometime soon.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. All right. So for her, both of those were powerful together.
And they related to each other.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Question 7, why does your story matter to Okla Ed or anyone? And this is one I struggle with. I'm like, does it? And, I mean, whenever I'm writing a blog post, I'm wondering that. But the story itself and the one that I shared, through my blog and through this chat, I do believe it matters. Mm-hmm. I really do believe it matters. And so, being intentional in how to share that, is something that I will work on.
And I think everybody's story matters. Even if, like I said previously, even if only a couple of people read it, I think the story is important. And when you, instead of having the 15 or 20 Okla Ed bloggers sharing stories, you've got 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 Oklahoma teachers sharing stories. I think it just, there's a power there that is untapped.
No, I totally agree there. I really liked what Jonathan Ashley had to say, and he is at Johnny Curriculum. Funny cat, dude. He said, people have always enjoyed learning through stories, and I like to believe mine is worth telling and not dull. And I believe that.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got a really great story about pulling pranks, and you'll have to get a hold of him and ask him about it. But it's hilarious.
Perhaps I will. Perhaps I will. My time around John has never been dull.
No.
Not even close. and he'd be one of those administratory folks I'd work for, too, in a heartbeat. Him and Nyberg, Mr. Nyberg, would be one of those deals where, hey, we got a spot for you. I'll be there tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I need to move? For sure. Done. House is sold. I really liked what you had to say on this one, Aaron, so I picked you. It sounds cliche, and at Blue Cereal will probably spit up a bit, but if one student can overcome the hand dealt because of my story, then I have saved a life. And just with you and I talking, your path to where you are now was quite circuitous and nonlinear. And was full of perhaps things that you could have said, screw it.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. I think
But you didn't. There are and now here you are.
Tons of people that have issues. You know, yeah. I mean, there are tons of people that have issues. But what you do with those issues and how you overcome them, that's what gets you to the next step. And
that's right.
And yes, here I am, and I am here to help students that are like me. So
I just threw up a little bit.
Like Principal Nyberg.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Gross. Gonna...
Okay, we're good.
I think it was a bad lunch. I don't think it was my cliche story.
I haven't eaten lunch. No. So question 8, how is your story going to be shared beyond Okla Ed on Twitter? And we're doing podcasts. We both have blogs. So we do a lot of that already actively.
Yes.
I even have a Facebook group, which is all the way up to like 90 people. Yeah.
Wow, Scott. Yeah.
90 folks. I don't even really talk about it that much. So I'm like, go me.
No, I didn't know that.
But it's not about me. It's just about people don't do Twitter. They do Facebook. And so I just want to, I feel like what I share with my voice is good on Twitter because of my connection. So I thought for those Facebook-y only folks.
Yeah.
But
yeah, for sure.
And Tumblr. Have you messed with Tumblr very often?
Not really. I did get kind of inspired by at iPadPalooza in Austin this year. They did like Tumblr's got pictures, right? Am I thinking the right thing?
Yep.
Tumblr. Okay. So they did mini Ignite sessions on the fly. People from the audience shouted out the subject matter. I was trying really hard to get shoelaces to be one of those subject matters. And then the people that were doing these Ignite sessions had 7 pictures on that one topic, on that one, you know, thing, say it's like puppies, and they had to create an inspirational or a motivational talk on that random subject, but put it into the focus of education. And so that was pretty fabulous. And I really look to try to incorporate Tumblr a little bit more this next school year.
I think Tumblr, I'm in and out of there, but the fact that you can upload almost any media to it on the fly from your phone is really impressive. Like if we just wanted to take the podcast and just upload it to Tumblr, we could do that. Or we could add words or a picture or a movie. And so Facebook and Twitter don't do all of those things. You know, I don't know.
I'm kind of hearing here that if you're not sharing your story, that there are like 500 different mediums that you could
perhaps
use. Twitter. I mean, Tumblr is one of them.
I would even go so far as to say if you're not sharing your story, Tumblr is the easiest one to get going on.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
All right. Question 8. Back to question 8.
Well, we asked the question.
Yeah.
But we haven't gone through our people.
Right.
Aaron Baker is who I chose on this one. He is at Baker Left. He said, turned 40 this year, started a bucket list, and that mostly consists of various ways to get my story out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I can't wait. I can't wait to see. I want to know what his bucket list looks like, and I'd like to see it being checked off as he goes through it.
Indeed. And he writes some hard-to-read stuff, as in internally challenging.
Discomforting. Yes. It will elevate your blood pressure and also hopefully provoke you to think a little bit.
Whether you agree or disagree with him, it's a challenge. He's challenging.
For sure.
And I love that he does that, because I don't think I could do it. Like, I don't think I could write like he does in that way.
No, I want people to like me, and I think he's an easy, I mean, with his subject matter, it would probably be really easy to stir a pot and get people to not like you.
Right.
You know, I think, especially if you took the wrong angle or, I don't know, went with this and people were expecting that. I don't know. But I do appreciate his voice in Okla Ed.
Yeah, I do too, for sure. I love that it's there. I went with Nancy Williams, who is at Nancy_Williams, and she said, I think those who want to silence the positive elements of public education, they want to tell or write negative stuff. Now, this is I think if I'm remembering correctly, Nancy's coming up on the end of her career as a teacher. She's been in the classroom decades, and I love her viewpoint on that because it's very unique. But I also chose Angela Cush, and she is at Angela Cush. And she said, in a way, I think I've been silencing myself, still a novice teacher, and I forget I do have ideas and resources to offer. And I think both of these are critical points of view. Because just like we pointed out at the beginning, the youngest of us can contribute our voices to the old of us who can contribute our voices. And so I thought both of these tweets were just super powerful.
No, sure. I like it. Question 9. Do you feel that anyone is trying to silence your story? Who, how, and why?
I don't think anybody's trying to silence mine. I remember the first time I shared something that I thought might be a bit controversial. I was a bit nervous going to school the next day. But on the other hand, I had written that blog post on my own time, at my own house, with my own computer, and wasn't a potty mouth.
Right.
So
right?
I sent it out.
You know, Rick Cobb and Dallas and Rob, they have all given me inspiration and, you know, kind of the will to do a little bit more. I feel like they all kind of came before me and mm-hmm. Were ticked before me. And so
right.
they make me feel a little bit better about what I'm going to throw out there. I
yeah.
do try to think about my school and what am I telling? What kind of story am I telling for my school?
Right.
And
you
so
want to represent them
times,
well.
Yeah, there have been times where I have silenced myself for the betterment. Yes, they all came before me. They are telling their story. I feel like I'm the one that silences myself a lot of times. Just trying to decide how this will make my school look. And a lot of times I'll just rewrite it. It's not that I silence myself. I just find a different way, a different angle to take so that I'm not telling a story that my school doesn't want told for them.
Right, right. That isn't offensive in that direction. Yeah.
Correct.
And sometimes you have to take that into account. I think one thing that we need to not forget is as teachers, we do have the right to share our voice no matter what.
Yes.
It's a First Amendment right. It's a big deal. And if our school districts are telling us that we can't do that, I don't want to foment rebellion, but I believe there's a ginormous disconnect with that.
Right. No, and my school has never silenced me, just, you know, and I,
right,
there have
right.
been so,
and
things
I don't
that I've
hear
shared
that.
With them just to make sure, like, mm-hmm. hey, mm-hmm. I published this. Is it okay? And I usually get, wow, great job. You know, so that's good. I really liked what Stephanie Heim had to say here, and she is at Mrs. Heim. She said, mm-hmm. I don't really know. I try to tune out the negative. And, you know, maybe Aaron Baker does the same thing. I definitely have had some negativity thrown my way a time or two, and I have really tried to live by Stephanie's little message here by tuning it out for the last couple of months. So.
You know, whenever I run into negativity, because it occurs on occasion, I give the negative person 3 tweets, and after that, after 3 tweets, we're done.
I like that rule.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that one.
Yeah. And then I'm mad at you for 3 tweets, and then we're done, and I just agree to disagree. I think you and I were in a thread one time where you're like, okay, I'm finished.
Yeah.
You did a virtual hand raise. Okay, just take my name out of the next one.
Do you remember what it was about?
I don't remember. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
So Becca Nixon had 2, and again, I went with 2, so I kind of broke the rules of a single tweet. But she said, I think anyone who doesn't understand the job of a teacher tries to silence our stories, like what we do doesn't make an impact. And her second one said, I feel like anyone who thinks teachers have it easy, silence my story. I shouldn't have to argue that my job is valuable. Bam.
Is valuable.
Boom,
can
bam.
Be difficult. You know, makes you want to go cry sometimes. You know, it's not easy being a teacher. And mm-hmm. that was one of the things I shared in my blog post. I got into it because I thought it was going to be the easiest way to have a lifestyle with children.
Summer's off. You only work from like
right.
9 to 3.
Right. Right. Had I known. No, but it led me to my second biggest passion in life. First being my family. Second is education. I'm kind of a geek about it now. So
and now you got kids running all over your house all the time.
Oh boy, do I. So there wasn't really a question for 10.
No, not really. But what the question was instead of answering another question, go really read at least 2 other people's story and comment meaningfully. And it's hard to pull a favorite tweet from that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, because you're reading like all the comments on the different stories.
Yeah.
I didn't pull one either.
Yeah. But that was a great question. And if you missed the chat, by all means, go back in and look because it was great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, what was your favorite question?
Oh, my gosh. My favorite question, how are you telling your story and why are others telling your story? I don't really want anybody else telling my story. And I get that sometimes we want other people sharing our story, especially if it's of significance. But I think often in Oklahoma, the story that's shared is not one that is representative of us for the most part.
And so, no, you can share my blog post. You can share this podcast, right. But don't mess up my story.
Indeed.
So my favorite question was, what's your story?
Well, my story is my mom and dad came to
you all started. No. I just like it because I think it's really difficult to share a story in 140 characters. And there were so many people that just were very impactful with the way they used those characters. And I loved it.
Yeah, it was great. What was your, oh, this was another thing that happened. So we had the Twitter chat. It's hopping as it usually is. And I can't remember if you messaged me during chat or whatever, but after the tweet showed up, Erin messaged, I can't remember if it's a text or a tweet or how she did it, but she was like, that is my tweet. Don't take it. So she picked two tweets before I even had a chance to process anything.
Yep. These two tweets were in the show notes during the chat. That's how much I loved Brant's and this one. June Kim, I adore you. And your brain thinks on a different level, and I wish I were on that level all the time with you. But he says, basically, I'm a Goonie.
Yes.
And he's got the picture of, I can't remember his name in the show, but you know, they're in the well looking up, and I'm just a Goonie, yeah. You know? And that's, yeah.
Was it Goonies Never Say Die or Goonies Never Quit?
Goonies never quit.
Yeah, Goonies never
quit. Goonies never say die.
I can't remember which one it was. But it was great. And so there's a link to the tweet in the show notes. And
yes, there it goes with the,
it's very good. It's very good. And that was the A5 answer.
Yes, for his story.
Yeah,
which is a little bit of a cheat, I'm going to say, June. That doesn't tell me much, but it does tell me. I love that you're a Goonie.
Yep. So I showed the Goonies to my kids.
Oh, how old were they? Because I want to, but I'm not sure.
They're not old enough that we watched it again. especially that whole 5 minutes focused in on male anatomy at the beginning with the whole statue that broke in the delicate play. It was, anyway.
His tongue slipping through.
Yes,
hey,
yes.
Come here, my friend. Keeps. Anyway.
I went with Monica Schutz, and she said, we all matter to Okla Ed. If we do not persevere, grow, and connect, why should our students, parents, and communities do the same? Bam! And I think when that tweet hit, I gave it the Bam Sauce retweet.
Yes. Yeah. No, that sums up our story.
There you go. So if you are feeling convicted to blog and share your story, open a Tumblr account for free. It's easy, quick. You can be online in like 2 minutes. And then the first tweet, the first Tumblr you share is your story.
I like it.
There you go.
All right. What do we got going on next week?
Okay. We were talking about Aaron Baker, and he is teaming up with Crystal Grady. I can't remember right off the top of my head her whole name, but she's a professor at OU. And both of these people have led us through some very, very challenging chats. And they're coming back next week. They're teaming up together, and they're going to lead us through a chat on LGBTQ issues in education, which I think is really important to have a conversation
about. Yeah. No, I think anytime we can shed light on a minority and help bring equity to that group, we're doing a service, even if it's a tough chat.
Yeah, and I anticipate this one to be one of those chats that stretches you, because passions, the chats that these two host tend to get passions ignited rather quickly on one side or the other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember.
Yeah. So, yes, you do. And so it's important to have those kind of difficult conversations. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be at 8 p.m. on Sunday night, just like every week.
Just like every week. It's always on Sundays.
Always on Sundays. Always at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
But do you know what doesn't happen on Sundays?
What?
No, no post on Sundays. Remember Harry Potter? Do you know what I like about Sundays, Harry? No post on Sundays.
No post on Sundays.
No post on Sundays.
Well, join us, and thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And
all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alright.
Alright, educators. You know what to do. Go out and dominate the world.
Dang it. What was I saying?
The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it. This is all going to be in the end, isn't it?
Yes. I was...
only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.